Hi, I'm Adam Abraham. In the years that I've been associated with the subject of MMS, the Miracle Mineral Supplement, Grant Maynham is the only person of the many that I have met or spoken to who has experienced both chlorine dioxide as well as the effects of the chlorite matrix, and knows the difference between the two, and better yet, can explain it. For that reason, his insights are very credible, and his description of the science is sound. This is an excerpt from a longer conversation simply called The Chlorite Matrix Going Deeper. Not nearly as many people are that familiar with the process of healing and what that involves. Like the things that you've mentioned that you've gone through are actually very logical once you understand. It's not that they're pleasant experiences, but if your lungs have been clogged up with chemicals and some kind of effluent stuff, you know, your body, when it's in a position to get rid of it, gee, it makes sense to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, the stuff in my lungs, like, I could, my lung function was actually very good, you know, especially knowing that playing hockey, you know, like that. You know, hockey is a very high demand sport, eh? On your body, you know, your respiration, stuff like that. But I had no, you know, I would do a short shift, 45 seconds, and I'd be standing. Instead of sitting on the bench, I'd be standing, fighting to get air into my lungs, eh? You know, and guys were starting to look at me like, what the hell, was I having a heart attack or something like that? I mean, I was just struggling to get air into my lungs, eh? But then that actually changed the level of hockey I played and all that sort of thing for, I would say, the best part of a year before I figured out what the MMS was and started taking it. That breathing issue, that's what actually caused me to do the other stuff, you know, the rose hips and the vitamins and all that other stuff, you know, that's what actually caused that, eh? You know, trying to clean whatever the hell was in my body out of it, and, but nothing was that effective until I did the MMS, and then all of a sudden the shit came out of my lungs and I could breathe again. You know, and I'm still okay. I can still breathe just fine. I can take absolutely full breaths and hold my breath for a long time and stuff like that again. It's like a major change, eh? But I still remember the day that I was exposed to the damn chlorine dioxide. I walked outside here, and it was just like a fog bank, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
And the fog bank smelled like chlorine, and it was really strong, eh? And I'm looking up and down the damn street, and I walked back into the house. I was just leaving in the morning, and I walked back into the house, and I thought, Jesus, what is this? Because if it came at night, I would have not heard the alarms, eh? Because there's horns that used to blow at the pulp mill. Every time there was a release, these warning horns would blow, but now we have, our EPA is not recognized anymore here in Canada, and we have special citizens running these industries and stuff like that, so no alarms are ever set anymore. You know, see, if you have a discharge of chlorine dioxide or sulfur dioxide or whatever over here at this damn mess, this pulp mill here, you know, there's no warnings anymore. You never hear one of the horns going.
Wow, you just...
Yeah, you just take real big gulps and make sure that the sons of bitches running that mess over there get all the gambling money that they need for the weekend coming up. And that's exactly where we are today, and I don't care if it offends anyone. The truth is the truth. That simple. 46 stakeholders are making the money from that mess over there, and the rest of it are breathing it. And the Kamloops taxpayers are not part of the stakeholders. But why the hell would these sons of bitches want to tell us what they're doing over there? They don't have to, because there's no more EPA in Canada after mid-year 2002. And I am a direct product of that. The way that I think, the way that I act, the way that I research, the way that I've struggled to make my health return and everything, I am definitely a product of that. So, so be it. I'll carry on.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy for what you have learned and the fact that you share it. And hopefully others will learn and take that in, because, again, few people have had direct conscious experience with chlorine dioxide to be able to appreciate the difference with the chlorite matrix and how it's different.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to actually recognize the problem, understand the problem, recognize the fact that there is a cure, then understand the cure. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what I've done through research, is I've tried really hard to understand everything that is occurring and everything that I possibly can do, but then I want to follow it up and see exactly what happened and why it happened like it did. And that's where we are today. When I talk about the MMS, and I refer to the papers, the documents, the statements, the abstracts, etc.
Right.
That explains exactly what we're doing here and why we do not want chlorine dioxide in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the species is. But the chlorine dioxide molecule, once the gas is produced,
mm-hmm.
and the gas, like all of the gas possibly that can be produced, is produced, and it dissipates immediately, right?
Right.
Then the molecule that's left over, which is still chlorine dioxide, it's still ClO2. It can be written as sodium chlorite or ClO2 negative. But it's not gas. It's not the free radical.
That is one of the distinctions that none of the existing or predominant teachings about the MMS idea, no distinctions is made about that whatsoever.
Well, it's because of the origin of the horseshit on the ClO2 gas. See, no one even knew that it was ClO2 negative. No one knew that there were two species. You know, there are actually multiple species of chlorine dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew that. No one knew the charge state was different. And no one has ever talked about the differences in the free radical itself. So when you look at all of the molecules of the free radical chlorine dioxide, and you look at how they are written differently, look at that someday. You're going to see some interesting things, like the angle stays the same, but where's the charge? What is the charge? Where is the charge located? Things like that. There's other differences there. But anyway, back to the idea of the chlorite matrix. Well, we should be saying chlorite instead of ClO2 negative, because it confuses the issue. The ClO2 is not there anymore, like, as a gas, right? Just as a gas, it's not there anymore. But the molecule that created the gas is still there. All you've done is you've detoxified that molecule by getting rid of that gas. So if you say ClO2 that is detoxified,
mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about? If the chlorine dioxide is gone completely, why are we still saying ClO2? It's because that's what the molecule, the sodium chlorate, is actually called, eh?
Right, exactly.
The sodium chlorate can also be written as ClO2 negative, because it does produce the O2, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so anyway, but then it's gone right away, and what's left behind is the molecule. So the molecule itself is in a small, incredibly small molecule that can be actually taken into the cell. And, you know, it does good work. So if we look at it from that point of view, but, you know, as for inhaling chlorine dioxide gas, that'd be one of the dumbest goddamn things, pardon my expression here, but that'd be one of the dumbest things that a human being could ever do. And there is so much documentation on this, it's not even a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that are actually stating that they are producing ClO2 as a gas, you know, from the combination of mild acid and sodium chloride, it's not ClO2. You're not producing it because it's gone, unless you're not adding enough acid. And there's no question that there is enough acid. So,
to learn about these subjects and more, you can visit HelaDisclosure.com or my blog, Thought for Food, at philosopher.com. It's PHAELOSOPHER.com. Thank you.